الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر
لا إله إلا الله
لا إله
إلا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله أحمده واستعينه واستهديه واستغفره أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على كريم المرسلين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. That is with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. All praise is due to Allah. I praise him. I seek his assistance. I seek his guidance and I ask for his forgiveness. I bear witness there is no God but Allah, the one who has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, is his servant and his messenger. All praise is due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings on the best among the prophets, Muhammad, as well as his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. All praise due to Allah who sent down upon us his book most clear and later revealed in the last ayat. This day I have completed for you your way of life and completed my blessing and my favor upon you and chose al-Islam as your way of life. All praise due to Allah who united the hearts of the believers with al-Islam and has made an obligation to remain united and has made it forbidden to become separated in his clear book. I advise myself first, as I advise you, to have regard, consciousness, awareness of God, Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the highest, and obey him. Dear Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Juma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Wabmin Yakobu Amilati Ibrahima Illa Min Sahfiha Nafsahu Lakadi. لَقَدِسْتَوْفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. صلى الله عليه وسلم. The expression is as follows: and who, unless he be weak of mind, would want to abandon Ibrahim's creed, seeing that we have indeed raised him high in this world, and that verily in this life he has come, and verily in the life to come he shall be among the righteous. Let me say, surely Allah speaks the truth. This is the 130th ayat of the second surah of the Quran, and today's khutbah title, inshallah, God willing. Want to believe in God? Use your mind. Want to believe in God? Use your mind. In reporting of hadiths of Muhammad, the first by Ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, he reported that the Messenger of Allah, the peace and blessings be upon him, said, I met Abraham on the night of my ascension, and he said, O Muhammad, greet your nation with peace from me. Tell them paradise has pure soil and delicious water. It is a level plain, and its plants grow with declarations of the glory of Allah and praise of Allah and the oneness of Allah and the greatness of Allah. Second reporting, Anas ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, said a man came to the Messenger of Allah. And he said, O best of creation, And thereupon the prophet replied, "That is Abraham, upon him be peace." So again, as always, we thank and we praise God. And we know that when we start the beginning of our presentation for Kibbutz, and we may ask, why do we always say the same one over and over again? Well, for one, we're creatures of habit. And we're creatures that repetition does us good. And when it comes to our minds, the best way to train our minds is to continuously put it in a position to remember very, very important things. And I was asked a few weeks ago to speak to an interfaith group, which since the pandemic has started, during the pandemic, they started a Friday Zoom prayer for humanity. And it's been going on basically, I want to say since April of 2020. And if anybody's interested in joining, I'll get you the Zoom information. It's every Friday at 3 o'clock our time. And I was asked to present on the subject of healing mental health with spirituality. And I used this ayat as the base of my presentation. And I felt the need to really look at this again. Even after I did it, I said, you know, this has to be a good one, inshallah. And it's bits and pieces of it. Allah is the best knower. Allah is the guide. And when I first remember this reading, this verse in the Quran, what expression caught my attention, it may have caught others as well, was when the expression, I remember reading, and who would be adverse to the religion of Abraham except one who makes himself a fool or makes a fool of himself? And when I saw this, I first remembered, and I knew what the definition of fool was to be. And I remember that a fool is someone ignorant of God. And that always stuck with me. And if I would hear somebody say, you tell somebody they're a fool, somebody not, don't say that. Because I remember the definition that I had. And I can tell you where I got the definition from way back when. But we look at this ayah. And who unless he be weak of mind? And the other definitions are, a fool are, other definitions of the word fool. A fool is unwilling to learn or be corrected. In our life, we are to learn. We are to learn. We have tradition that we are to learn from the cradle to the grave. We are to learn, and we need correction. We need correction. The revelation from God to man has been to teach us and to correct us. So when Allah says to us in the Quran that, and who unless he be weak of mind would want to abandon Abraham's creed, he is giving us the definition of someone who would abandon, turn away, have no desire of this correction or teaching. And before you can call someone a fool, you have to say, well, what makes them a fool? Now, we're looking at Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abraham in is translated in other scriptures, who has a lineage of faiths, the family of Abrahamic faiths, the Abrahamic family. So yes, I'm addressing the Muslims here at our weekly worship service, Jummah. But I am also addressing those who accept Abraham as a patriarch of their faith. Who would want to turn away from what he stands for? The Prophet Muhammad, the Prayers of Peace upon Him, is reported to have said that a man came to there was reported that a man came to him and asked and said to him, "O best of creation," he's giving salutations and giving accolades to the Prophet. But the Prophet corrected him and said, "No, that is Abraham." He said, "I'm not the best of creation." He said, "Abraham is considered to be the best of creation, even from the one who is a mercy to all of creation." The seal of the prophets. A mercy to all the systems of knowledge. He's still saying that I'm not the best of creation. And Allah says to us that there are those who still knowing who Abraham is, who Ibrahim is and what he is, will still turn away from what he has established. So the word yagabu, it means to turn away, to be adverse. But it also means to prefer. It also means to long for. It can mean you want it or you don't want it. It has both sides. And for us, this is what our creation has been given the ability to have, is that's choice. We have free will. We have free will. We can make decisions. And what is being said to us is that for those who choose to go away from Abraham, they're acting just like fools. Ibrahim being known as the best of creation, we know that Ibrahim is considered to be, as we consider him, our second father. And we know that he is also considered, because Allah says in the Quran, that he is to be considered a community. And Adam, alayhi salam, is our first father, and he's also to be considered a community. So what is this telling us? That from both of them, we have something in each and every one of us. In Adam, alayhi salam, we have the beginning of our original nature. And there's so much more on that. And in Ibrahim, we have the beginning of our use of our full capacity of the intellectual gifts we have. See, the choice we get in life is symbolized by him because we see the intellect making decisions. You have to make intelligent decisions. Have you ever heard that? But it doesn't say in the Quran, Arabic there, that there are those who turn away from Ibrahim's rational thought. It says, millati, and it means to embrace his religion. But wait, if I just said that he's a father of different faiths, then how do you embrace his religion? And Allah says in the Quran, he says, Abraham was neither a Jew nor a Christian. He was one inclining toward truth. Inclining toward truth. So now we want to know what the millati of Ibrahim is. There it is. He inclines toward truth. And I did my convention presentation this last weekend. It's available. I have CDs. And I get more into that inclining toward truth. So this millati, in the root, it means to embrace a religion. And in this word, it also means creed. It means faith. Ibrahim, alayhi salam, his religion, his creed, his faith was finding God. That is what they are turning away from. And he did not use anything that was not the truth to do that. He used the truth in the creation to find God. So let me go back to why I brought up mental health. Because mental health in the society that he lived in, they were idol worshippers. They were those who would be considered to be sick in how they acted because of their acceptance of that way of life. See, they preferred that way of life. They were the first to be adverse to that way of thinking that Ibrahim had because he was not using his emotions. He was using his rational intellect. And as I end this first part, Imam Muhammad, radiallahu anhu, he said that Prophet Abraham was a scientific thinker. He studied things rationally. Abraham came to the conclusion that God was the intelligence in the system. So he is one who is inclined toward truth. The only way you can recognize the truth is to be able to know it is the truth. Allah made the creation in truth. And yes, we have people that lie. They live a lie. They make a lie. They continue to lie. And in the creation are signs. Right? The big lie. We've been hearing this for how many, you know, seem like forever. Because basically it's been lived forever. But I'm not going to, let me stop. The big lie is to let us know that if you can fall for the big lie, you cannot recognize the truth that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it takes the use of that intellect. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Our God, Lord, give us good in this life and give us good in the hereafter to protect us from the torment of the fire. Amen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Want to believe in God? Use your mind. So Ibrahim, alayhi salam, is the example of that intellect in full bloom, in full working capacity. And even then, he still had things that wavered inside of him. He asked about the resurrection. Not because he did not have faith, but he wanted to make his heart content. Because if it bothers our heart, we need answers. We need answers. You ever dealt with someone and you had to ask them something? Not that you were more worried about what the answer would be, but that you wanted really to settle inside of yourself. But when you naturally want to find God and find God inside of your own life, then you have to use your intellect. Because you may miss his sign. And there are those who not only miss the signs, they don't want to acknowledge the signs. That's what a fool is. And when I was growing up, they used to say, okay, now it's time to put your thinking caps on. So you mean to tell me they want to train people to believe that you can only think when you say, okay, I have to put my thinking cap on. So that way you live without a thinking cap. And then when it's time to think, go under your desk and get your thinking cap on. And I know it's symbolic, but in when you're teaching children, forming minds to think that, oh, I don't have to think right now. I only got to think when it's time to think. Brothers and sisters, we are created as a thinking cap. The millah of Ibrahim is to be nothing but a thinking cap. And if you're not thinking, then you can just be a fool. You can be one who's ignorant. It is something that happens as a byproduct of not thinking. And when the will of a person to not want to follow what Ibrahim does and is someone who wishes to be a fool. Because the following is not worrying about what to wear or if I'm this and if I'm that. It is the simple fact that I'm an intellectual being that has opened my mind up. See, the religion of Abraham is a religion of common sense. He wasn't sitting there with a Bunsen burner or he had a microscope with a bunch of specimens and he was trying to figure out what that urge was in him. His millah is that of one who was looking for the creator of it all. It was burning inside of him trying to figure that out. You cannot see God except in the works of God, in the signs of God. See, the stars, the moon, the sun that he had looked for only when he looked for God, only pointing him in the direction of God. They were not what we need. They let him down. Just like all the stars, all the other stars, they will let you down. They will let you down. When you have, because they're not to be worshipped. That's first and foremost, they're not to be worshipped. When you have a society that settles for less, and what we see today is that for some of us, we want the most we can get, and that is God. But for some of us, they will settle for anything. Anything. And this is why those of us who look to Ibrahim, or should be looking to Ibrahim, need to understand exactly what we're looking for and what we're looking at. Again, Imam Muhammad, right? He said that. What does Abraham represent? He said he represents the connection, the idea of oneness, the unification that connects the mind and the soul with all of humanity. See, for some, they think small. They cannot think. And for us, we cannot think small when you worship Akbar. When you worship the greatest, the greater of all things, God is Akbar. God is greater. He's bigger. He's bigger than anything you can add up and put together. This is what has hurt humanity throughout all of history. They have always been looking to make something bigger than it was. You do not have to do that with God. Because God's greatness is natural. What we have to do is learn to train ourselves to think. Use what God has given us in our intellect. Learn to see exactly just how great God is. Inside of our own creation is that. Inside of our own creation is the greatness of God. Inside of our own, inside of this building is that. Outside the trees, the clouds, all of that, the sky, all of that is what we can use to learn the greatness of God and what we can use for our own benefit. And it will show you God. And then you can just sit back and now you can think, right? Ponder, ponder. For those who think, for those who reflect, dhikr. Even if you're sitting here and you're pondering over creation, you may not be saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. But if you're pondering over looking at the trees and the magnificence of the trees, the changing of the seasons, then you are saying to yourself, look at God, look at God, look at God. Because if we don't do that, then we become the one who, unless he be weak of mind, will want to abandon Abraham's creed. See, the mental health of a person, and I'm not speaking to someone who's clinically sick. I'm speaking to the spiritually sick, intellectually sick, materially sick. This is what we're seeing now. I don't care where you go. You can turn the news on, which I don't do. You can go on social media and look at the feeds. It don't matter where you're going. You're going to see people who are spiritually sick, intellectually sick, and materially sick. Why would you want to give up the one thing no one can take from you? The one thing that God has given everyone, your intelligence. Because the word in the Quran that is used in this ayat is safiha. It means to be foolish. It means to be ignorant. But it also means to lose the mind. If we do not use it, we lose it. If we're not pushing our minds, regardless of our ages, if we don't push our minds past it where it is now, then we're allowing it to retract, constrict. And when Allah says he expands your breast, he also says that he constricts it as well. Who knows the capacity of the mind other than the one who created it? How do we know that what all we can handle until we try to handle more? There's no burden placed on you that you can't bear. See, to think that God has not done something wonderful is foolish. By making this creation with the ability to find God, and we can only find God through what he has given us. There's no app, there's no compass. The only way to find God is through the pureness and sincerity of our intellectual thoughts that God has given us. The quote that I said, the end of the first quote that I used to Imam Muhammad, Abraham came to the conclusion that God was the intelligence in the system. You're going to hear that again. He was able to use the mind that we all have to find that inside of this system that we live in. The systems of knowledge. The systems of knowledge. Everything's a system of knowledge. Everything's part of the system of knowledge that we live in. The heavens and the earth, the spiritual and the material. For us to understand and prosper inside of these worlds, then we have to find the intelligence that will guide us in them. El Hadi, the guide. God is the best of guides. And he will guide us through the only way we can be guided, our intellects. Yes, we feel it in our hearts. But it will take being able to say to ourselves, this is God doing this. We have to be able to say that to ourselves. We have to be able to recognize that. And that will only come when we are guided by our intellects. Think in your life and think about what God has done. And if you cannot recognize it, I'm speaking in general, then the intellect is not fully being used yet. Or it is opposite. There's those that are just in denial. It has become unwilling to accept the truth. This is why the story that we've been given in the history of Abraham alayhi salam and his society and how they were denying and how they were worshiping wrong. They were refusing to use their intelligence. But Ibrahim did not go with them. Remember, the tradition is that he lied, and one of the lies, he only lied a few times, but one of the lies was he said he felt sick when everybody else left so he could break down the idols. So that's telling us he didn't go with them. And there's a short fable about two worms that were playing under the ground. And they were saying, tonight we're going to go to the surface. And they were telling another worm, you should come with us. And the worm said, told the two worms, no. So the two worms said, we won't be your friend if you don't do it. And the worm said, no again. And they were arguing. And the one worm kept, you know, as they were arguing, he kept following them up to the ground. But he was behind them. And they led him to the top of the ground. And the two worms got picked up and used for bait, for fishing. It was probably Brother Mustafa. Probably was the one that kind of caught them worms and said, I'm a fish with these worms. The moral of the fable is, don't follow the crowd. Don't follow the crowd. See, being bait is what they want us to be. They want us to be bait. Follow the crowd and don't use your intellects. And if we do not follow what Abraham, alayhi salam, has given us, he did not only give it to us, he gave it to everyone. The Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said that he is the best of creation. He is told in the Quran to say that he follows the millah of Ibrahim. Following that creed means we do not follow crowds. They get used for bait. Look at what happens when people use their emotions and not their minds. They make irrational decisions. Do you see these connections? Irrational decisions. Allahu Akbar. We find God in the creation because the creation is in the truth. And we find God to be the intelligence in all the systems of knowledge. You're not the Lord of all systems of knowledge and not be inside of them. The religion of Abraham, there is the religion of knowledge. But not any knowledge. It is the true knowledge because it is the faith of finding God. Now, who would not want to be, now, let me make sure I say this right. Now, who would not want that but a fool? See, a fool get used for bait. They don't think rational. They think irrational. They make decisions with no thought, and they get plucked out the ground just like worms for bait. They do not use their minds. Yes, it's worms in the fable, but we can look at people. If you don't use your intellect given to you for your betterment, then you can end up just like that. Because what we have been given to follow is not something that is hard on us. We have the ability to do great things with our intellects. The myth that we only use 10% of the brain makes it seem like we cannot reach higher levels. That's a myth. Because the brain uses 20% of your body's energy. The brain has a capacity, I think Brother Free's going to like this. The brain has the capacity of 2.5 gigabytes of digital memory. And if we break that down, that's like 2,500 terabytes of digital memory. I think I got my first number wrong, but it equals 2,500 terabytes of digital memory. And if we have a top computer, if you got a good computer right now, if you got one terabyte, you got a good memory. And if you go out and you buy a 12 terabyte portable memory, you're going to spend over $250. So if you want 2,500 terabytes, you're going to spend almost $500,000. And I'm just speaking in terms of digital terms of our memory. The capacity of our intellectual process is something that only Allah knows. But he has shown us that if we use it, if we accept what we find with it, he can guide us. He will guide us to greater heights. In the ascension, Prophet Muhammad, the Presbyterian, went to a level from level to level. And in the heavens, he met the Prophet, alayhi salam. And when he reached the seventh level, and the seven is completion. I don't care what faith you're in. When you look at seven is completion. That's where he met Ibrahim, alayhi salam. And our tradition tells us that when he met him on that level, his legs were so tall. Yes, because he was Hanif in his nature. He stood up in his nature. But he also, it to me, it also symbolizes that he was that tall because his intelligence level, he was complete in his intellect. Allah says to us, it is Allah who has created seven heavens and of the earth and like of them. There are seven in and seven above. There are levels that we can reach in our lives. And the symbols we see is that of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That's the symbol we see, the levels we can reach. If we approach the heavens and the earth, the spiritual and the material, if we are not using the intelligence that we have, then we're not going to be successful. We can find God in anything and everything we look at that is based on truth. Because it would be just like our father who found God using intelligence when he was given. Using the intelligence he was given. You cannot recognize God with a closed mind. Because we cannot hold God inside of us like that. But we can hold his works. We can accept his will. And the will is to be the creation that comes back to look for him. Taqwa. Open-minded. Comes to look for him in the midst of all the turmoil that we have. We can have all the turmoil around us. And inside of that turmoil, we need to be looking for God. Come to look for him in everything around us that is telling us to forget that. We have to realize that we may know a whole lot of fools. We just don't have to be one of them. And I'll end this khutbah with this. The Messenger of Allah is from the beginning. The peace and the prayers be upon him. When he said that, I met Abraham on the night of the ascension, and he said, "Oh Muhammad, greet your nation with peace from me. Tell them paradise has pure soil and delicious water, that it is a level plain, and its plants grow with declarations of the glory of God and the praise of God and the oneness of God and the greatness of God." And I mentioned that in my beginning that we have to work on repeating things to remember. When it comes to God, it is our goal in life to remember God. And the more we can open our mind to do that, the better life will be, not just here, but in the hereafter. And the hereafter also can start here. God willing, inshallah. So only a fool shrinks from the millah of Ibrahim. And if you want to believe in God, use your mind. Now, inshallah, I've given something to benefit today, which all praise are due to Allah. May we have pleased Allah in this effort. Rabbana taqabbal minna anta as-sami'u al-alim. O our sustainer, accept this thou from us, for verily thou alone art hearing and all knowing. Ameen.